I'm Rona Tarrant. The grand jury report into sexual abuse in six Pennsylvania dioceses has been released, with findings that bishops and other Catholic leaders covered up decades of abuse by persuading victims not to report it and police officers not to investigate. The report cites 301 bishops, clergy and lay teachers with credible allegations against them and says there were more than 1,000 identifiable victims. The report, which contains some redacted names due to ongoing legal reasons, is the most comprehensive report by a government agency of child sexual abuse in the US church. The US Conference of Catholic Bishops responded to the report by apologizing on behalf of Catholic leaders for the failures to address sexual abuse. In a statement, the bishops thanked those who came forward to help the investigation and pledged to continue efforts to strengthen child protection and maintain transparency. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said he's hosting a series of meetings this week in relation to the broader issue of safe environments within the church. Nebraska has become the first state to use the opioid fentanyl to carry out the death penalty. Kerry Dean Moore, who killed two cab drivers in 1979, was executed in the state's first lethal injection and first execution in 21 years. In recent weeks, bishops in Nebraska urged church members to contact state officials to try to block the execution, saying it was not necessary to fulfill justice and would undermine respect for human life. In Italy, rescue teams are continuing to search for survivors and bodies amid the rubble of a motorway bridge that collapsed in Genoa, killing 35 people. A section of the bridge collapsed with as many as 35 vehicles driving on it in torrential rain. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said that the death toll was expected to rise. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.